Buongiorno, son cache la aia, pecho en suelo, Buongiorno, cache la aia, pecho en suelo, And I went so high. Unchene tonka ashila. Wecho went so high. Hey, ya. Dako akaya unspe makya pedo. Hey, yeah, unchene tonka ashida, yeah, wecho en suelo,
Aloha! Welcome to Aloha Healers Network. Mahalo, Pathfinder, for our opening healing song. I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. And today is November 9th, 2017. The low shoe or the flying star number for today is the number 3 star. That means the number 3 star is in the middle of the low shoe configuration, meaning it is the most important star today. And the number 3 star in ancient feng shui is called the anger star. And we know as we evolve and we grow that it does not have just one way. It is also peace, anger to peace. And so anytime something comes up that is some sort of thing that is that nail on the chalkboard today that just makes you go, go right to peace. Find something peaceful right away about it. We can do that. And today there's an element. It is metal. And the animal today is the rat or the mouse. And this is feng shui. This is practicing feng shui. And it's all of these feng shui practices, the 12 animals, the 9 flying stars, the 5 elements are all inside the Bagua, right? The Bagua holds everything. The Bagua is a compass. It's the feng shui compass. It has 8 sides, and it is just like our compass. So you could just plop it down north on the north, south on the south, like this. And let's talk about the animal today, which is the rat or the mouse, which lives in the north. And the home element in the north is water. So therefore, you know, you can just place those shui compasses, the 12 animals, starting with the rat on the north, right over the top of the compass. And you can place the 5 elements, you can layer that right over the top too, with water in the north. And remember, that means that fire is in the south, and that would mean the whole, and that's the home of the horse. So when you're seeing this wheel, that's how it goes. It's in like that. And then the east is the rabbit, and then the west, of course, is the year of the rooster, which we are in right now, the fire rooster 2017. These are how to read your compasses. That 8-sided Bagua is also a compass. And it has that north location. Now, since it's an 8-sided Bagua, we just covered the north, south, east, west, it's got those cross corners and quarters. And in each of those are where 2 animals of the 12 each live in those 2. So the main ones, which are the cardinals, only have 1 animal. Those cross quarters have 2 animals each. And this is the way you would read the day. Since the 3 is in the middle, what we would do is we would look at the low shoe configuration setup with the 3 in the middle. And let's pretend we're all rats today, okay? So since it's the day of the rat. Now, remember, we don't have to pretend that we have a north direction in our house, do we? So, yeah, in a way, we all are, you know, each of these animals, because we have each of these directions inside of each of our homes. Now, we would personalize this with our own animal direction, but we can see with the three in the middle of the low shoe setup, happy, happy rats are sitting on the eight, which is the wealth star and the money bull star. So actually, even though this number three is in the middle today and kind of considered a very scratchy star, since it's called anger, after all, for the rat, with this number eight, and the three is a magical ho-to, actually. So it's not for the rat at all. Today is just a lovely, lovely, lovely day. And all the other sectors, remember, have one of these each nine flying stars. So what you would do to personalize for either the year, and we know we have the one in the center for this year, or the month, and by the way, we just changed the monthly center star. And it suddenly ended up changed to an eight. So we just talked about the eight. So you know what that is. It's the wealth star. It's the money bull star. This is sitting in the center this month, all month long. And also there's an animal of the month, and by the way, it's the pig. Yay! And metal. Metal is the element of the month. So there's a center star for the day. There's a center star for the month. There's a center star for the year. And remember, a couple shows ago, we talked about that center star of the period. And we are in a period of eight. So with this center star of the eight this month, we've got a double eight in the middle for a little while, for a month. So let's use it, okay? Let's really go for it. Because remember that victory star, number one, is called the victory star, is in the center for the year. And then we've got the number eight in the center for the month. And, just follow me. This is good stuff. And so this is how you read calendars. And in the blah, blah are all kinds of other things, which we will get into in the future in our radio show. And in there, by the way, like body parts, and there's planets in there and fun stuff like that. And they're plopped down on each of your 12 animals. So get to know your blah, blah. It's time for our Feng Shui Fit Tip for today. And we're going to talk about declare. I do declare. What do you declare? Let's declare things we want to be. And this will bring them forward. This will bring them into intention and into a physical form of words if you say it. So let's declare. Let's declare good about our fitness, and let's declare good about our progress. And what are our intentions? I do declare good. And with more good comes more teachings with Pathfinder. Whoop, whoop.
Mahalo, Michiko. Boy, you were going fast there. I don't know. You started to ski downhill or something. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. My name is Pathfinder. Last week, we honored our ancestors. It was that time of year, right around November 1. The Catholics call it All Saints' Day. Down in Central and South America and up here some too, they call it the Day of the Dead. They honor their ancestors. It's a day when the veil is very thin, and we kind of talked about that a little bit. This week marks a different energy and acceleration. The time period that's basically between maybe November 5th and November 11th, that is 11-11, November 11th, this is the Phoenix days, the days when the Phoenix rises. And so there's a kindling of energy that rises towards an ascension of something that occurs every year for us. And the reason why one of the reasons that we know that these are the Phoenix days is that right around November 11th, if you look up, you'll see the Pleiades directly overhead right around midnight. Now, this might not be true East Coast, West Coast, though it also might be. At this time of year, the Pleiades ends up being directly overhead towards midnight, and this is an alignment. Now, the rising of the Phoenix represents an alchemical transformation, and if you look at the ancient astrology, it goes beyond houses and planets and even rising signs, and it talks about how during different periods of the year, we have different challenges and transformations that we go through. For instance, there is a doorway between, I believe, Virgo and Libra that is a gauntlet. It is a real challenge to get through there. And you do so much Virgo, pick at little things, and then you finally make it into Libra where things are like, let's just be balanced, and then everybody takes a breath of fresh air. It is a gauntlet that is known to the astrologers as relating to stars and asteroids and other parts of space that often are not talked about. And this is one of those, the rising of the Phoenix. We do declare something better on the other side of the rising of the Phoenix. Now, the Phoenix is this ancient bird of fire. And this ancient bird of fire has an infinite lifetime through many lifetimes. In other words, the Phoenix is born, it grows, it becomes magnificent, and then in its ascension and its highest point, the Phoenix gives the fire to creation and turns to dust. And so the Phoenix dies and becomes dust again. And as soon as that dust is just about to hit zero temperature, it refires. And the process of the fire growing then begins until the Phoenix is reborn and goes through rising to its heights. And so the Phoenix is showing us the process of evolution through reincarnation. And it's not even the type of thoughts and attitudes that we normally have about reincarnation, because the Phoenix is constantly doing this. But this is also us. It is showing us the nature of the soul's contact with our physical world. We have the enkindling in, we have the living and walking, we have the reaching the height of energy and understanding, we have the releasement of those blessings to the world, and then we turn back into dust for the fires of the soul to be rekindled and for us to be reborn. And to tell you the truth, there are different beliefs about reincarnation across the religions and across the world. I don't think we'll go into those right at this second. The Phoenix is one of the mystical creatures that helps us with our own spiritual growth. In other words, we have our body, we have our heart and emotions, we have our brain and central nervous system and our mind. We have our spirit, and the parallel to our spirit is our entire body, because our body is then the physical temple of our own spirit. And we are invited to ask for the sacredness of the universe, including Christ, including Divine Mother, including the life of God, to live inside us. And we must ask and continue to affirm the sacredness, to live in me as I am a temple of light, a temple of love, a temple of peace, a temple of unity, a temple of harmony, a temple of truth, a temple of freedom. And to sit as this sevenfold light shining through us, and this is at the chakra level, and then to also be one with our great ancestors, to have communion with our grandmothers and our grandfathers, to have understanding and support from our Divine Mother and our Divine Father, continuing connection to the great mystery, which is everything above and beyond, and to have connection to the ancient sacred mother, that which is beneath and within. And then to find at the center of this temple 13, okay, in other words, we have seven chakras, we have six gland complexes, and then to find at the top or the keystone to our own self-realization is the indwelling of our true self, our self in our body, in our heart and emotions, in our mind, thoughts, and nervous system, and our entire being as a living spirit merging and enkindling the fires within our own soul. So that's just a basic overview of what I call the Temple 13, which is one of the ancient teachings that our spiritual forebears want us to remember and become. Now, I think we're going to have like a series right after this, because when we start talking about the rising of the Phoenix, we are talking about the ancient ascension schools as well. Because this fire is the fire that awakens within the Kundalini. It is that which awakens within the Shakti Shiva. It is that which awakens as we become one and activated in the body of Christ or the body of God. There was a very significant passage in the New Testament that talks about Christ is the head and we are the body of Christ. And this is showing us that when we as an individual dedicated temple to the living God, the Christ comes and dwells within me, and then we start talking and working with others who have chosen this same path of the indwelling of sacred wisdom, love, and peace, that we work together, and that on this side, or the physical side of existence, we are doing God's work, and we are getting assistance directly from the sacred word, which guides us from the other side and from within. And so to awaken the Christ within. This really brings up some interesting questions about self-identity that we have to look through. In other words, it turns out that we're not just us alone. We are ourselves in the womb of the Divine Mother and in the spirit of our Divine Father. In other words, the earth and the sky, we are part of them. And actually, because God reaffirms us and all of creation in every minute second, we are all part of this great body of Creator. And the body of Creator and the body of the Divine Mother are one. Now, this rising of the Phoenix is the ascension process. In the past, we talked about ascension in terms of somebody going through either the Kriya Yoga or many lifetimes and doing many good services, and maybe they even became a hero at some point or were doing amazing things to help life, and then they become immortal. They ascend, and then they have an immortal body. That, in other words, their body continues, and the heart and mind that they were manifesting at the time of their body becoming eternal is directly with them, and they just keep on that path, and they learn lots and lots of wonderful things, and then we call them saints. We call them ascended masters, or we call them the sacred ancestors. We call them the grandmas and the grandpas. And this has been the path for a very long time. In fact, those who have gone before us opened the door. In fact, Jesus himself opened the door through his crucifixion and resurrection and then transfiguration, such that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven two by two. In other words, we got to take a friend with us, and a friend has to help us get there. And this is huge because it opened that door wider. In Zen Buddhism, we walk alone with our breath, with the swinging door, with non-attachment. I'm trying to get the words right, but I'm not going to do it. In the big boat Buddhism, I like that a little bit better than saying some Asian word anyway. The big boat Buddhism uses ceremony and prayer and group energy to take the whole community through that doorway. And then in a special way, Christ opened it so that we can walk through there with our friend. Now, the reason why we're going to have probably four other shows on this is that there are actually four stages to this ascension process. Nowadays, we're not seeking to get away from our physical form. These days, we're actually seeking to manifest the most of us right here. In other words, our goal is to come fully here, to be in the now, to be fully actualized physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as a living soul here on earth in preparation of the day of the Lord, to help to garnish and beautify Mother Earth back to her. Well, it's going to be a renewed original beauty, and this to become once again the great garden of the earth where our ancestors, where the ancient fathers and ancient mothers and the sacred beings once again walk with us in the garden of the Lord. This is our future. So everything that we can do inside ourselves and in cooperation with those around us to return the earth to great beauty and strength is helpful. It is the goal. And as soon as everybody gets towards creating this heaven on earth, and this is a heaven for all beings, okay, for all beings whose heart is green and whose mind is with the Divine Mother for the blessings of all, this is your home. Mother Earth has given her body for us to live upon her and to be a guardian with her. And everything that we can do to help her restore and transform and herself to transfigurate into the new level. They say that the energies are shifting up and we are shifting with her. Our whole solar system is shifting up. We got to get used to carrying these higher frequencies. We've been talking about the Schumann and the gravity and the electromagnetics and the infrareds from space and the sun, of how all these are intensifying and how our planet is unleashing strengths and powers that we haven't seen in a long time because we're in a cleansing cycle. Everything that we can do to help her makes this transition easier. Okay, so that's a big goal, because where has the planet been going for a while? It's been going not down the rabbit hole. It's been going to the outhouse. I'm just thinking of some of the monikers that one of my friends uses right now. It says, we need to turn around and get our foot out of the hole and start helping Mother Earth to heal. Because as she heals, we heal, the Wamakashka heal, the Makasatomia heal, all of our relatives heal. There is a 4-stage process in the Ascension School. The first process is the translation of the physical body into the physical body of light. The second is the healing and the resurrection of the heart so that we are whole again. The third is the transfiguration of the physical brain into the sacred mind, which then is the nest of the indwelling mind of light, the mind of Christ. And the fourth stage is the unifying factor, where all things come together, body, heart, mind, and spirit, and fuse to become a real person.
Wonderful. Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. We give you a great big hug right from our studio, right into your home. Close our show with the 5 Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.